Ladies and gentlemen, since Tony's back in the room, we're going to do roll call for the LSP session. Okay? So please listen up for your name to be called again.
All right, Jessica Polinar. Anthony Cox. Joseph Davis, I am present. Deanna Lopez. Venetia Patel Adams. George Ryder. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Alana Lon.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Adriana Casaneva.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos is absent. Bill Collins.
Here.
Joseph Kay.
Here.
Jim Krafka.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susan Rodwan is absent. Nancy Sabar Naratomi.
Present.
Deborah Shapto.
Here.
Bernadine Williams.
Here.
Motion of order.
22 members present.
Yes, sir.
I move that we suspend the approval of the agenda so we can go straight into public comment.
Hearing no objections. I am not going to try to speak to read the last names. I'm just going to go with first name so I don't get accused of messing up folks' names. But the first person on the list is TC. Then Johnny.
Good evening. I'm TC Smythe. I haven't been to a board function in years. I remember when I first ran for the board back in 2003, I was the first person ever elected to this board by a democracy. And it was an adventure, and it was exciting for me, and I was very happy to serve. I gave it the best 2.5 years I could possibly give you before it burned me right out. but I gave it everything I had. I know you're having money trouble. I know that fundraising absolutely is a primary responsibility of every board member, whether you're on the development committee or not. I was a development committee chair, which is why I remember that. And one of the most successful and easy things we ever did was to put into place a program called Vehicles for Charity, which raised about $50,000 in the space of 2 months. And that's easy to do because there's a lot more cars out there worn out now that need to go to auction, and people would love to give them to you. It's free money. You go to vehiclesforcharity.org. I believe KPFT still has an account on that website. You put a PSA up. People donate their cars, and nobody has to do any work. They come, they get the car, they transfer the title, they send it to auction. You can have the money, they can have the money. It's free money. And it worked last time I tried it. And I also have to say that as much contention as you think you're having, this is nothing compared to the board that I was on. All right, and I'm also here to speak, and this is back when Dwayne Bradley was considered a very revolutionary and radical and dangerous man. When he came on board, he was part of who the opposition brought in to lead the station. Mm-hmm. And he did so, and we had many good years. Maybe all the area amount. I'm sorry, but I am here to speak in support of him, because I think that if he were allowed to breathe, his heart would be in the right place. And that's all I got to say. Thank you very much. Thank you, T.C.
Next, Johnny.
Oh, wow. I can't follow that up. I like that word you used, contentiousness. I haven't seen one of these board meetings in quite a while, and I can't decide whether it's too many cooks spoil the broth or whether it's too many hands to make life work. It just depends on how you all get along. I'm going to take your word for it that it could be better or worse. It's obviously a positive view. In defense of Dwayne Bradley, I've been a listener member for a long, long time, going back to the late 70s, early 80s. He's done a lot for the station when he was a volunteer and as a general manager. I think throwing the baby out with the bathwater is counterproductive. He's near retirement. I think he's still got lots of mileage in him yet. You might want to put some new tread on the tires. But throwing someone out at this point is counterproductive. Imagine what it would be like if you get rid of Dwayne Bradley. Now you have an extra problem in addition to your fundraising goals. So fundraising is your primary mission. I think that's what you should concentrate on, and not micromanaging people whose job they know how to do their job. From my point of view as an outsider looking towards the station, I am very satisfied with the product, the content of the spoken word and the music programs. I think you all have the right mix. If I was judging you based on that, I would give you an A plus. And that's it.
All right. Rick, and then Andy.
Hi, I'm Rick Potoff. I've been associated with KPFT for many years now, and I'm going to keep this brief. I agree with the previous speakers, Dwayne Bradley. You should keep Dwayne Bradley for now. You know, I mean, with the way things are going, you don't need more confusion and chaos in with KPFT. And people who consider him an SOB, I say, you know, paraphrase FDR, that he's our SOB. So we should keep him.
Okay.
Very nice.
Next.
Andy.
My name's Andy Boyd. I have never held any official position with the radio station. I've been a contributor for a number of years. I love the music. I love everything that's going on. I think that those who are operating the station are professionals, dedicated professionals. I believe that the list of board is eclectic, as the radio station is, but if the radio station is to be a community station, it's got to represent more of the community. And the eclectic side represents, unfortunately, a smaller fraction. We need, as a group, we need to up our game. We need to know how to raise money. We need how to be responsible to this station and the position that you hold. And I think one of the leading lights in that is Dwayne Bradley. He is going to hold you to a standard if you let him. And I think that this group needs to take a lesson from someone who is a professional at what they do. And he's one. We should keep him.
Next is Trent, then Jerry.
My name is Trent Black. This is my very first time doing anything on the station. I started listening about a year ago, and from the moment I started listening, I haven't stopped being involved and contributing. I don't know all of the political machinations that go on, and I don't know exactly much of what goes on behind the scenes, but I can tell you this, that as somebody that found the station, it runs beautifully. I've heard viewpoints, I've heard things that have changed the way I thought about things. It has been a place that I go to now daily. And so if you're looking to throw people out, I think you'd be ill-advised to do that, because apparently the people that have been working for quite some time to get the station to where it is have done a rather magnificent job of it. So let me add my voice to the ones that have come before and tell you that Mr. Bradley seems to be somebody that is very, very, very good to hang on to.
Next up, Jared, and then Bill.
My name is Kevin von Bakel. I'm fairly new to Houston and to this radio station. I started working for the news in February 2014, and I started last year with Open Journal. And I think I love KPFT. I think it's wonderful that we have a radio station like this here in Houston. I'm from the Netherlands, and when I told my family and friends that I was moving to Houston, Texas, they looked at me and they said, "Are you sure you want to live there?" And well, and first of course, yeah, I have nothing that much to say about that, but I started working here for KPFT. I could tell them, well, maybe you should turn into kpft.org. You can listen to that on the World Wide Web and find a station like that in the Netherlands. Well, maybe lots of people think that that's a very wonderful country, but you can't find anything like this. So I would say, really, really be very proud that you have it. be very careful with it, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying that Dwayne Bradley is the same.
Right.
He has his faults, I think, as we all have. But I would say, yes, concentrate on fundraising, concentrate on keeping this station alive, keep it on the air, keep it for all those people that really need that voice, that don't have a voice anywhere else on the dial, and concentrate on that. Good luck.
Thank you. Phil?
How long do we have?
Sorry,
4 minutes now.
All right, thank you. You know, I think every one of you on the board really believes in KPFT and wants to help. But there's just so many weird things going on here. You know, there was no public notice given of what the agenda was going to be. You know, of course, the rumor was that there was going to be a motion to fire Dwayne. But, first time I actually saw that was after I got here. You know, and I see an agenda like 30 minutes ago, and it's from somebody who's not even living in Houston anymore. She moved to Dallas 4 months ago. She's not here. I know you all believe in following the right procedures and rules and being fair and following the bylaws and CPP requirements, but all this is getting thrown out, you know. They have notice requirements for good reasons about meetings. They'll say, what's supposed to be conducted in the meeting? You don't just have a meeting to conduct station business. That's not adequate notice. The purpose of notice is to let people know what's going to be discussed, if there's any significant issues that are going to be voted on. The only thing in there on the public notice was the bylaws amendments, which of course you just did. And it really troubles me that, you know, I know you think you believe in transparency, and you think you believe in being honest, and following the rules, and following Robert's rules and our bylaws, and you throw it all out and forget about it. Now, if you just want to have a discussion tonight, that's fine. But anything you do after after this, really, there's no validity to it. Now, frankly, to get back to specifically of Dwayne, you know, Dwayne's not perfect. We disagreed on quite a few things. But I worked with him. I don't have a problem working with him. And he's, you know, I'd like to ask each of you to think about whether you're perfect or not also. And I don't know how many of you have been a supervisor. I have. But I'm sure all of you have been an employee. And think about what kind of boss you would like to have. Now, I realize you're not Dwayne's boss. You're the executive director is Dwayne's boss. But you do have certain responsibilities. One is to evaluate the general manager of PD. And I know some of you think that's maybe the only thing that's important. But it's not. You have a lot of responsibilities, too. But if you're doing that, like any good employer, your job is to encourage your employee. Your job is to help them and help them succeed and be successful. And if you're supporting Dwayne and you're helping him do his job and you're asking him what he needs and what can we do for you, that's great. And I know some of you are doing it and you're doing a good job. But if all you're doing is going back 10 to 15 years and finding whatever you can criticize and find faults about, you can find that about anybody. You can certainly find it about me. I bet you can find it about one of yourselves. It's not fair. And it's not the way to do an evaluation. You should be looking for what people exceed in as well as what you don't like. And you should be putting things in context. And the stuff I've been asked about to verify, it's real clear a lot of the stuff has been way out of context. Little things have been blown out of proportion. And I also ask you, when have you done an evaluation of yourselves?
We've got 1 minute left. We've given you three. We do have
that want to
speak, so let's allow them to do so.
Okay. But I just want you to be fair. Think about fairness and following procedures, and thank you.
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
It's not necessary. We're going to respect the fact that they do want to speak. Who's next? Want to speak? Go ahead.
Yeah, I came here to talk to the LSB about the current state of the current elections. 9 people are being placed on this new board, or on the board, you know, for some new 9 new people. And I don't think it's being taken very seriously. The current state of this election process is a mockery and a joke. I feel that the LSB candidates should be properly vetted before they're brought onto this board. And the community should be allowed to participate. We should be allowed to say, you know who they are, know who the candidates are, and even bring people forward who are members of our community to sit on this board. And let me explain to you what's going on right now. The current LES has declared that neither of those things would occur. that people will not be allowed to, and I apologize for this, I just wrote this down really quickly.
It's all right.
People are not going to be, first of all, we're not going to have, we've requested, I accumulated a name of about 20 people. We presented it to her. We asked her, would you please have an in-person candidate forum so we can ask people questions? And she said that she made up her mind that she was not going to do that. Then she also said that all she was going to do, because it was the easiest thing, the easiest way to go about it, was to have these on-air forums. So she's had three on-air forums. And I missed the one today because... she had one today, and she had one yesterday. Now, on the one, one of the things about these on-air forums, the questions and are unacceptable. So two of the questions that she asked, well, a lot of the questions were unacceptable. Two of them that come to mind, and I'll tell you, I tried to look it up so I could listen to it again. That's another thing. It's not on the archives, and there's nowhere documented of what happened or what occurred during this. Now, that's in violation of the Corporation Public Broadcasting. It puts us into deeper trouble with them. As the chair of the CAB, we're trying to do whatever we can to comply with the CPB requirements so that we can get $100,000 back for our station. And if you have people that are always in violation, it creates a problem. First of all, also the vetting of this person who is going to be the LES should be taken more seriously. Instead of just bringing someone in who's only listened to the station for 6 months, and I quote, she told me this, okay? So this is somebody who was just recruited. I don't know, she was hired by someone in New York, I think, the national person in New York. Nobody knows her, which maybe is good because she's not involved with the factional stuff, but by the same token, you know, she doesn't really understand that we are a community, we want to know who the people are that are running and things of this nature.
1 minute left.
So, I feel that these forums are unacceptable. Some of the questions that were asked, two of them, and I can tell you right off the top of my head, who was your favorite Muppet?
Yeah.
What? And what is your favorite food? You know, so I guess if you're a spaghetti eater, that puts you to the top of the list. You might be elected to the LSB. So I don't know.
Taco.
But
please continue. You only have 30 seconds.
Okay. So so another question problem was when I called in my question was read out of context. I know that my question was taken down properly because Patrick took my question and I gave it to him and he read it back to me. And what happened was that when the young lady, the LES, Miss Natalie, when she read my question, she totally mixed it all up. And maybe it's because she doesn't understand. I explained to her, Natalie, there's a difference between the KPFT mission statement and the KPFT bylaws. Okay? Those are not the same thing.
Thank you, ma'am.
And so...
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
Second.
Second, third.
So basically my question was this. I asked...
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Hearing some.
All the questions.
All right, the issue here is to extend this portion of our business, which is, I think we've heard from, have we not heard from any member who does not want to speak, who does want to speak?
Just one.
Okay, so could you set the clock?
Two.
Two.
Could you?
Three.
Three.
Okay, could you set the clock?
Everyone's at 4 minutes.
Could you set the clock? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say that she changed my question around after Patrick took it down and read it back to me. She changed my question around. I had asked, my question was to those LSB members, you know, according to the Pacifica bylaws, okay, that's Article 3, Section 7, A through M, which one of those things are you going to focus on? As an LSB member, you should know that. You should be reading the bylaws. And she didn't read that. She didn't read that. Instead, she changed my question, something about the mission statement is what she said. And I don't know verbatim what she said, but she changed it around, something about the mission statement. And, you know, that's unacceptable. Why cannot we, as members of the community, go on the air and ask questions of the candidates ourselves? So we cannot have a public forum to ask questions, and we cannot ask questions on the air either because she changes them around. So, you know, it's my recommendation to this board to do something and make sure that the next cycle we have a different LES in place.
Three speakers.
That's because I don't think that Natalie is doing a good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
I just wanted to say that on the agenda there's no indication of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee, and I do have some important things that the board needs to vote on.
Next.
Glenn Westfield, I'm president of the Houston Blues Society in my third year, fourth year on the board. So I'm very well aware of what it's like to be trying to get the 501c3 on an even keel, albeit on a much smaller nature. I think our Blues Society shares a lot of listeners with your Sunday programs and other programs, of course. I've loved KPFT for many years. I've been in Houston 18 and been listening to KPFT just about all of those. Shortly after I came, I joined as a member. I would like to say my wife and I donate some hundreds of dollars every pledge drive, and have done for many years. So we've been in for quite a few $1,000s because we love it and respect this station. Sure, it's diversity. It's not perfect. As I said, I'm fully aware of that. But to abandon somebody who showed such tenacity in keeping this thing going and improving it and building on it, such as Dwayne, and to consider removing or dumbing down the music content is suicidal, I think. It's going to be the demise of the station. And I, for one, unfortunately, and I don't like to say this, and it's with a heavy heart I do say it, if that happens, I will be withdrawing my support. And I do believe within the music community, there are a lot of people that would feel the same. And KPFT will be in the mire and not recover, I think. So please, if I can put it on record, please consider Dwayne's leadership to date. And if he's going to go, then make sure you've got somebody else in place who's going to replace him, who's going to be of an adequate character to run this station. It's a jewel in the crown.
Yes, it
I've
is.
I've travelled the world.
Absolutely.
I've never
right.
come across anything quite like this. I've not lived in New York or up here anywhere, but I've lived in Houston for 18 years. And this is a gem.
I agree.
So
been here all
please,
my life.
Please, don't do anything drastic that will cause any damage to it. There needs to be a considered due process in accordance with bylaws, Robert's rules, everything else that goes with the agenda, with the mission of what you're doing. And I'm mixing all these things together, but the structure of what you're doing is so important, and the leadership has showed itself to be so critical and so important in these last years that I really urge extreme caution in doing anything dramatic. Certainly not removing Dwayne or removing music programs. I don't know. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Did you want to speak?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. On the list.
You're the last one.
Oh, I'm in? Okay. Yeah, my name is John. And I have been a programmer at the station for, 13, 14 years, Houston Indie Media Show. Been to some board meetings, deliberately not gotten too involved in this. I would only want, a couple of things. We started listening to the discussion. I would agree with Bill that as a programmer, sustainer, I also give what I can, which at the end of the year is a little bit of money. And I'm on the programmer's list. Why an issue like this wasn't put out more in advance? I just have a question. I'm not doubting the validity of the report. So I was just kind of curious as to as someone that's been a programmer at the station for 10 plus years, why didn't get this? And I think listening to the gentleman is one of the reasons why we don't take financial contributions. Because I don't really, it should not be an issue.
Amen.
I respect that. I also contribute.
Amen.
But my contributions and what I give is not tied to any purse strings. It's not tied. I'm not going to come in here and whether or not I disagree with the board, say, I'm taking my money and I'm going. I'm taking whatever I put into the station and I'm going. The only factor that should be at issue here is a valid analysis, a valid evaluation, evaluations are done every day. And at the same token, I don't want to be held that this is what we have to do because this is the only thing we can do. Things change. People change. Things get better sometimes. And there are no guarantees out there in the world. And I'm not really here to say yes or no to that issue. I know one of my comrades in our collective is the vice chair. And I know not everyone on this board, but some of you I've worked with politically for many years. So I have a lot of faith and confidence that that has been done. But I would, I'll end with the question is that I think the board has to ask itself, is it worth some kind of a improvement? Is there hope for anyone? Very often in any job, what you get is a growth plan. You get an opportunity to change. How that structure, I don't have the answer to that right now. But I do think that, I just hope that all of this is considered. And I'd like to hear at some point some discussion as to who the interim person is. I think that's a fair question. And there's some mention, this is the first time I've seen it also, Bill. Is some discussion of an interim. Yeah. And on another note, I am now retired, and so I'm going to be spending a lot of time in San Antonio. I won't be really directly involved with our show or the station on a daily basis. So some of you I've known for many years. It's been a pleasure. It's been a joy. I'll continue to support it financially regardless of the decision you make, because it's not about Dwayne Bradley. It's not about Nancy. It's not about Susie or anyone else sitting around here at this table. So I'm going to continue to support it, continue to do and work to work with whatever comes out of this, and continue to make the station better.
All right, members, I want to remind the members we customarily do not respond in tapping or all that kind of stuff. But nevertheless, yes. Oh, yes, sir. Go right ahead. You were the first ones here. That's why.
I'm not going to get wound up like other people have. I've been with KPFD for over 26 years. I think I know a little bit about it. But on another light, there was another station that recently had a exchange of on-air programmers and everything that I supported financially. I promptly called and canceled my financial support, and I was far from the only one. So be careful if you replace people.
Now, yes, Mr. Krebs.
As a concerned member of this committee, the leader of our CAB has raised some serious concerns about the election. So I would like to make a motion to allow the election supervisor to reply. If we need to go into executive session, that's fine. But that's my motion.
Well, I find that motion out of order. But I do think your motion is going to be, your concern is going to be taken up if we allow ourselves to get to this agenda, because the election supervisor is on the agenda, and we can't go into executive session, because as some of our app members love to throw out CPB, CPB requires that we give advance notice for executive session, and it's for that reason item 1G of this agenda is found out of order by this chair. Because, in fact, we would have to go in executive session. But I want you to understand something as chair. Some of you have been chair, and some of you will be. I don't take this position or this authority lightly. I do not perceive and take myself as a dictator. But what I am charged to do is, if a duly authorized, voted member, whether you want to describe voting as someone who originally got on the ballot, with the first run, but you chose the STB voting. So you shouldn't denigrate people who are appointed to this board by a process that was started 15 years ago by calling them unelected, because you weren't elected if that's the case, STB. So what I'm saying is that it's important for us to realize that this agenda is only a proposed agenda, and the agenda is not published sometimes because it's not the chair's responsibility to post something. It's the chair's responsibility to publish. And I've gone back and forth with this management about putting things up in a timely manner, whether it's our bylaws, whether it's our agenda, whether it's our minutes or what. And I'm not going to let you put it on my shoulders. I do my job, and I do my job very well. I raise funds. I do all of that. But what is before us right now, yes, ma'am, go right ahead. Get me off my soapbox.
I think that we need to start with the agenda because
yes, ma'am.
If we don't approve the agenda, we cannot discuss the rest.
We're at the LSB. All I'm saying is that item 1G is
out of order.
Is there a second to that?
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be second. All I'm suggesting to you, the rationale, I'm trying to give you some rationale as to why I was responsible for placing it on the agenda. If you are an elected, appointed, anointed member of this body in good standing, and if you send a request to this chair 10 days prior, I don't care if it's to kill a rabbit. If it's in order, it's going to go on the agenda. I may agree with it, may not agree with it. It's up to you once we get here to deal with it.
Mr.
Yes,
Chair,
sir.
Then where is my suggestion that we talk about this political stuff that you said?
Because, in fact, your idea was to speak about this election. And if you read the agenda, it's on here.
Where?
The LES is here.
It's
asked. My God, man. Read.
My God, man.
So, therefore, if we can now get to the agenda and move forward. He just want to argue. It's just the nature for him to argue, even when he gets what he wants. But, nevertheless, I got 15 different requests. Some of them are out of order. Some of them are not over the purview of the LSB. So it would be a waste of time and a waste of energy to move them on. What you have before you are bona fide issues, and I'd like to see us lose the rest of this time, the balance of our time, to demonstrate that while we can't agree, we can't expedite. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to move with regard to the agenda, something that's long overdue.
Okay.
That we remove items 11A and 11B from the agenda as they are no longer relevant.
Thank you. Any objections?
You said A and B.
Oh, I was going to move it all out. Okay. Just I want to clean this agenda up because
well,
it looks ridiculous.
We plan to get a transmitter because we got a transmitter.
Okay. And discussion on when and how to go into executive session, we probably still need to keep that.
We need to keep that.
Okay. All right. Now, any other?
I don't know what Ted went, but I wanted to add the ARDC report on here.
She wants to add the ARDC report on here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because he does want to get some new members. I'll get to report. He does want to get some new members approved on that committee, and I think that's the substance of it. So I don't think it'll take very long to hear his report. And if you'd be willing to put it on the agenda somewhere around 3B. 3B, any objections?
What are you adding?
3B?
ARDC.
ARDC. Okay. All right, having no objections, there we go, Mr. Board.
If you acknowledge that 1G has been removed and deleted from the agenda and will not be heard today?
Yes.
Okay, everybody understands that. The whole LSB understands that is not going to be heard today.
Yes, it's out of order.
That is about the removal of this amount.
Correct.
Okay, so we're also motion to drop 10A and B?
10A and B. So it won't be on the agenda from now on. I had no objections to that.
11A and B.
No. So we're dropping 1G.
11A and B.
11A. Okay, we're dropping 1G, 11A, 11B.
Mr. Board, could I drop 10 as well? Tap him on the shoulder. Could I drop 10 as well? That's one been lingering. I'm trying to clean this up so the new LSB or the new chair won't really have to be looking at this because it's not going to get done anyway. So let's clean it up.
What can I bargain for?
Oh, my goodness. You know? Hey, all right.
I've got all these copies of things.
Take it off. Okay, thanks. I want to clean this up. That's the best opportunity I got to clean it up.
He says, take it off.
All right, now, so where we are now, is...
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to add my motion that I sent you on October 23rd that was seconded by Hank Lamb, asking to send this report back to the MSRC to include the classes of people that can give you information about the performance of the general manager.
Okay, two things, Mr. Krapker. First off...
You just said 5 minutes ago...
Ms. Krapker, let me respond to your motion.
You said 5 minutes ago...
No, we're talking.
Properly seconded.
Let me respond to that.
Within 7 days,
you stated it.
You
stated
it. Discriminate against me.
You stated it. You stated it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will you let me respond, please?
Point of order.
Let me respond, please.
Would you allow me to respond? I give you the 400 times. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, the proper order of getting an agenda item is not a conversation on an email. A proper order, and nobody can second anything that's not in a meeting. That's just nonsense. Second, that is why it wasn't addressed. I'm asking each of you, new members, old members, for the next year, have the respect that if you want to get an item agenda heard and seen, you can't do it in chatter. I don't read all that junk. But if you send something that says agenda item before the 10th day that says LSV agenda directly to the LSV trail and not on some trail that y'all been discussing about that I don't want to pay any attention to because it's just nonsense. So to the merit of your motion, it is out of order.
So how did because,
to the merit of your motion, it is out of order.
Get her motion to you.
She sent it directly as an email to the chair.
What's the difference?
And the LSV.
What's the difference?
Because it is the direct email that I can look at. The rest of the stuff y'all be going back arguing with each other about, I'm not paying attention to that.
Your computer right there, October 23rd.
Well, the merit of your motion is out of order because the MSRC report is already done on the manager. If you want to do that motion for the PD, that's fine.
I can make a motion as a member of this board.
And it can be found out of order.
Chair.
That's not unusual.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm so surprised that we've gotten this far in the meeting that I haven't been challenged. So you have the record, sir. Nevertheless, I don't even want to, I'm not going to waste your time arguing against his chair, because I'm just simply stating you, let's dispense of this matter by voting on it. He can argue for his position. I'm not going to even waste your time.
Orders of the day.
Yes, sir.
We are in the process of trying to add and drop from the agenda. This is our current process. I currently have 4 items to drop. I believe we were going to add an item for Ted Bicycle's report. Where do you want to add that?
3B.
Add 3B for ARDC report?
Yes.
3B. Are there any other changes besides those 5? I need a report.
Yes, sir. They're not going to hear you.
Please let Mr. Ryder have the floor.
The question of
point of order, we cannot challenge the chair anymore.
Please
go ahead. You have Mr. Ryder.
It seems to me that you raised a point of order and that the chair was about to take the point of order and take a vote on it, but I have a point of information about that.
Okay.
What Jim is saying is that he sent the email to you properly. He sent it either to you or to the LSB. Is that true or not?
I have no knowledge of it. That's all I'm telling you in good faith. If you send one that's clean, then I can say, yes, I saw that. I put it on the agenda. I didn't put it on the agenda. That's the reason I didn't put it on. I'm very transparent.
So you didn't,
but no, I didn't see it.
And it wasn't sent to the LSB.
I don't believe it was sent to the LSB because most of the time I get LSB trails. Well, this says that this is sent to Hank Lamb, George Ryder, which is an indication you didn't look at it either. Here. I'm through. My case is closed.
KPFT LSB.
Did anyone else observe the...
No,
it was sent to the KPFT.
I didn't see it.
But it should have been sent captioned KPFT, not as a sidebar. No, what I'm saying to you is that we still didn't... All you do is send an LSB email, LSB. You don't have to send it to 100 people. Send it to LSB, and then I'll look at it.
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
Orders of the day, this is not salient to the formation of the agenda.
I didn't know he was.
This is not sailing to the formation of the agenda. I'd like to continue.
There's a
challenge to
the chair on the floor. I'm so sorry.
Are you?
So we have four items to drop.
Are you prepared to vote on this matter? Are you prepared to vote on the challenge? The challenge that Mr. Krafka's motion is out of order. That is the challenge.
It hasn't been seconded. There's no challenge.
It was seconded by Jessica.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Record showed that it was seconded by Jessica.
You don't have
yes,
to
sir.
It was seconded by
what date?
This is why I dropped my computer because I have an archive of all those emails.
Order.
I have an archive of the emails on my computer, online, and I can't get online because I don't have the damn password to get on this site's Wi-Fi. Oh. And nobody here.
I've used Cultural Center. That's what I've used. But I did it once, and it's locked in.
I tried Culture Center.
It's something different when you're on the first floor than when you're on the third floor.
Please don't
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand.
Well, let me make it clear to you where we are.
No. May I ask
That's begging for respect. That's begging for your respect and your attention. That's just begging for your respect and your attention. That's what that does.
Willing to withdraw my challenge of the chair if you put my agenda item on next month's agenda. I'm going to send it to you, resend it.
I will continue to consider that motion out of order. Did you have a word?
I challenge your challenge.
Tell me when it's time, when nobody jump on.
When nobody else will speak, well, she has it. Miss.
I'm so Cassinetti. Sorry, Nancy.
There, again.
I want this on
can
the
you
agenda.
Call the members?
Disrespectful, out of order, all that kind of stuff.
Someone's
going to have
it on the floor.
I don't.
No, but just blurting out like you're doing. Go ahead, ma'am. Okay, y'all. Miss Casaneva would like your attention, please. Thank you.
I want to understand what we are doing. I heard a member saying something, bringing his telephone. If a member has a motion, how difficult it is to put a motion in writing and say, this is my motion. How difficult it is to do that? Because that was always the procedure, right? You want to put a motion on? Put the motion. I don't even hear the motion.
Mr. Chair,
can you explain to the members that when we talk, we refer to the chair? We don't talk to each other and discuss each other.
Well, I've tried to do that for the last 18 months, but I haven't been very successful at all.
The motion is, if somebody wants to present a motion, that person,
I think that's the agenda, wasn't it?
I've got too many ears. I got one ear on this side and one on that side, but I got about four or five people saying things.
So
you need to get another chair, maybe. Yes, ma'am. Your question is?
I don't know. Can anybody read the motion?
I can do that.
Mr. Ryder wants to read the motion.
Which was originally put forward by Hank Lamb and was sent to the LSB is, I move that the November LSB agenda include the motion to send the report back to committee for greater input all around and include the entire staff, entire volunteers and programmers and the membership who quite obviously support our GM. It's the only fair process. I guess that's the motion.
He's talking about a previous motion.
Uh-oh, so we really don't know what we're talking about, which is quite not unusual.
I move that the November LSB agenda include the motion to send the report back to the committee for greater input all around and
you can't send something already approved back.
Entire volunteers and programmers and the membership who quite obviously support our GM is the only fair process. I do appreciate the 5 months of work of the MSRC did getting the report together, but have to question the process and the results.
emails just because of my own involvement every week in the station, a personal knowledge of the issues and actions within the station and the larger organization, and my interactions with the management many times.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's where we are.
I forwarded for December
this motion,
my friendly removal of my challenge.
This motion has been ruled, whether it comes up next month or the next month, it is my interpretation as chair that this motion is out of order because this document was approved by this body. This document is alive now. You can't rewrite it. You can't re-undo it. It has been sent up to the Pacifica National Board. It's proper order. It is a recorded report. You approved it. So to try to go back and unapprove it, what you need to do is this January get on the MSRC committee. What you should do is moving forward instead of trying to go backwards. Get on the MSRC committee and try to make sure the port reflects more of what your concerns are rather than trying to undo what you've already approved. Yes, sir.
Well, let me say that it's out of order for the chair to make a decision for the board.
It is certainly
in order for a report sent to the LSB. And let me say also, we don't have to get on the MSRC. That report was sent to the LSB because it's supposed to be discussed and considered on the LSB because it's the LSB which is going to make the recommendation. And that was a report to this LSB. So you do not have the capacity as chair to prevent that from happening. And if in the process of doing that, the board wants to send it back, which is what Jim's motion says, that is perfectly in order.
That is not true. Ladies and gentlemen, you've already proven. You really don't care about rules, or you don't care about order, or you don't care because you've done some things in the last couple of months. The fact of the matter is, you cannot go back and a report that's already been approved. You need to move forward is what you need to do. Yes, ma'am. One moment. I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can holler and do all you want to do. First off, I am not making any decision. The only thing I did was state that the chair considers this out of order. I'm ready for the members to vote to either overrule the chair, which you generally do, even though you know that it's wrong. But anybody in their right mind, some of you have alluded to business, and those of you who've been in business, when a report is filed, it is not customary for a majority to come back after it's been approved to try to unfile it. Now, everybody wants to speak, so let's go around the table. Okay? Yes, sir.
Wow. Robert's Rules has a procedure called rescission. Mm-hmm. And we can rescind any vote that this board makes. And I have so moved and asked that be put on the December 9th agenda. That email has gone out to you all about 2 minutes ago.
Okay. Back and forth.
Let me say that I think as a point of order, I've already spoken to it.
But
as a point of procedure, this board needs to discuss that report. It needs to discuss it in a context where we can ask questions, we can see what the real evidence was. That needs to happen. It hasn't happened. I think it should happen. I request that the chair schedule at the next meeting an executive session so that we can actually do that. At that point...
This will be the first time that anybody's passed something up to the PMB without an approval from the LSB. We argued about terminology, but we in no way, shape, or form accepted this report. There was things that I know were false in it. There were other people who had opportunity to look at it finally at the meeting and say, this is not exactly accurate. So if it went past us to the PMB, this is totally inappropriate and out of order. There's no way it can get past that. And it will be the first time any committee's passed something without taking it back.
You must have been asleep that day with the food. Go right ahead.
Excuse me, I'm not done. This will be the first time we've passed something where the committee didn't take it back and tweak it.
Oh, I'm supposed to go back over here.
For the view of the PMB. This will be the first time in the whole time I've been here that we hadn't had a chance to take it back, take a look at it, refine it, and then pass it on.
Lord have mercy.
And I'm sorry, I have to go to work. This is right for me, but I have to go to work.
Are we going to get a copy of the email, how it was sent to the DMV, and what wording went with that?
Mr. Chair, no. Mr. Chair.
I'm asking the chairman, chairwoman.
No, we actually don't have a stack.
Can I have the bill?
Just a moment. Let's get our collective consciousness together. And in fact, you know, we've had several folks speaking on this issue, and the rules should be, you should get one opportunity to speak on this issue. But Mr. Crapper, go right ahead.
Are we going to get, as members of the LSB, are we going to get a copy of the email that went to the national board or the executive director and the verbiage that went with that?
Well, Mr. Crapper, if you would like a copy of the email, because the email included the document that you took home with you, and the email included.
You can send me the email.
Okay, fine. I have no problem.
Anybody else want it? I move to send that to the LSB.
A second.
Any objection?
Well, at least, hey, listen, I have absolutely. In fact, I'm sending it to you now so that you will know that the ED, the acting ED, received the report that this LSB approved.
I'm sorry, yes, that's out of the process. You're supposed to send it to the PNB, not the ED.
Sir, that's your opinion. Go right ahead.
That's right. And it's in
the ED. Hey, listen, if y'all agree with him, I'm going to go and check myself in an asylum. Go right ahead, sir.
Wait a minute, I haven't even spoken on this.
Oh, yeah, you spoke. No, go ahead, Mr.
God damn you, boy.
Listen, now you. Listen, man. Let me tell you something. You're not in prison. This is not a prison, all right? So we're going to conduct ourselves in a respectful manner. I'm not going to call your name, and you damn sure not going to call me a name.
I'd also
listen,
object to
that.
You
insulted
me personally.
I have 14 insults.
Huh?
14
times you've insulted
me. Well, that's your interpretation of an insult, but ain't nobody going to call me a boy. And it not be acknowledged. And in fact, whether you disagree with me or respect the fact that y'all act like Republicans around here, Tea Party Republicans around here. You understand? 16. Let me give you a 16. The fact.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
This is a public meeting. If some members here think that they are against
a Green Party member, you're supposed to be a Tea Party member.
They can do it.
Yes.
Please, I ask you to ask this member to treat with respect. Teresa, you just tell him, right? Please, please.
I'm going to
insult it just before I said that. I'm sorry, but you don't have the floor.
I'm
too bad.
Sir, you're out of order.
She's
you're out of control, as a matter of fact. I want it to be on record. I'd like it to be on record right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to have it. I'd like to have it recorded right now. Ladies and gentlemen, members of this body, I would like the record to show Mr. Hank Lamb has violated this station's rules and should be sanctioned for so. Now, you can call insults, you can call descriptions all you want, but for a white man to call me a boy is beyond the pale, period. Now, short of a police officer, I don't care how you say it, son. The fact that you are certain a disrespectful person, yes, sir.
No.
I don't care how you put it. You should know
thing.
That you,
you
are totally
the same thing.
Racist. And he knows that that's a racist. You understand what I'm saying? So if you don't know, if you don't understand what a racist is, that's the example.
I agree. That term
was
out of bounds.
Well, the fact of the matter is, this is how low